I'm joined now by attorney Sandra Spurgeon. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I wanted to start off with on a lighter note because I saw in here how we're going to be talking about some of the silly laws that are on the books that really shouldn't be. And it stuck out to me that one of the first ones on the list is one out of Alabama. I had no idea you couldn't wear a fake mustache in church. Why is that?
I think that I don't know the reasoning behind it, but I know that I think the point is that there are some archaic laws that are in desperate need of being updated. When I was sworn in to practice law in the state of Kentucky, I had to swear that I would not fight a duel with a deadly weapon while practicing law in Kentucky.
That stands to reason. You probably shouldn't, but I just Googled it. The reason why is because you could cause laughter in church. And that is why you can't wear a fake mustache, because if you wore your fake mustache, people could laugh at you. And I guess it'd be like you remember that song by Ray Stevens about the Pascagoula, the church in the Pascagoula church?
Oh, yes.
It made everyone scream and yell. It's a great song. You should go back and hear it sometime. Well, while I've got you, on a more serious note, a lot of companies are concerned about the possibility they might get sued with the situation involving abortion and people needing abortions. More seriously, is this going to be a problem?
Oh, I think so. I think that, the Fortune 500 companies really responded to the social outcry with the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And, it's almost a knee-jerk reaction. You know, most employers are self-insured. So, they have already, most of them have policies in place allowing employees to travel out of state for certain medical procedures, like perhaps a cancer treatment, et cetera. They're expanding their policy, but in very conservative states, like where I'm sitting this morning in the state of Texas, the GOPs, there were 14 GOPs who came out and said, you need to reverse your decision, companies, now. If you enact policies, we will introduce laws that penalize you. And so it is definitely going to happen. Texas is one of those states where they enacted the trigger law, meaning it essentially said if the Roe v. Wade decision is overturned and it comes back to the states, by the way, you're going to have a ban on abortion. Kentucky, the same thing. And so, we're now already seeing it in the court systems where courts are issuing injunctions directing that these laws cannot be enforced upon citizens. So, yeah, we're in for it, and it's going to be a state-by-state issue, but we're going to see litigation and inundating the court system with these issues. We're 2 to 3, 4 year battle with each of these suits that are coming out.
It's definitely going to be a bumpy ride. Sandra Spurgeon, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Alabama's Morning News.